Tax Day is coming up next week. Actually, it's the 17th this year. The 15th is a Sunday. The 16th is Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia. So Tuesday the 17th is Tax Day this year. And although the Republican tax bill went into effect at the tail end of 2017, it's already causing a lot of uncertainty among individuals and businesses and even tax professionals. Here to make sense of the tax landscape for 2018 is Kelly Erb. She's a tax lawyer and an investing editor at Forbes. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Kelly, this tax bill passed just before the new year, but it doesn't mean any changes for the tax filing deadline coming up early next week for this year, right?
Well, not for the deadline, but there is one piece of the new tax bill that does affect the 2017 tax year, which is that the medical floor, the 7.5% that you use to figure any medical deductions on a Schedule A, that was actually retroactively extended to the beginning of 2017.
All right, so people are going to want to keep an eye on that, on the medical floor or the tax preparers for this year. Now, for 2018 taxes is where the tax bill really hits home, not just for individuals, but for corporations. Look, for individuals, Paul Ryan said that this tax bill was going to greatly simplify things for everybody. Is that promise going to be realized in 2018?
I think everybody is a bit generous. It depends on who you are. I mean, if you are a wage earner that gets a W-2, maybe you have two kids, you live in a relatively low tax state, I think this does simplify your taxes quite a bit. But it's the folks who are the outliers, which in our country, you know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of folks who live in high tax areas. They're going to see a lot of changes. And I do think that even folks who have an easier time of it in the end may not realize that in the beginning, because the changes are pretty sweeping.
Now, why is that? Explain why, if in the end it's easier, why in the beginning it might be confusing for a lot of people.
So, for example, it's being touted that the doubling of the standard deduction means a much easier return for a lot of taxpayers. That's true if the money works out. So you have to do the math first. For many, many years, that was sort of automatic. You took the standard deduction or you took the itemized. A lot of those kinds of calculations that you just automatically did before, you're going to have to take a step back and figure out what works for you. You know, Scorsese always says that simple is hard. I think that's what you're going to find out this year.
Kelly, are the tax preparers, the professionals, keeping up with all of this?
Keeping up is interesting. First of all, there's still a lot of, since the bill was pushed through pretty quickly, there's still a lot of what's called technical corrections that have to be done, which means there are things that haven't even been worked out yet. I think tax professionals are doing the best they can. I think the tax software industry is responding as quickly as they can. But I do think it's going to be kind of a scramble in the middle, because we're also still waiting to hear how Congress and IRS addresses the outstanding issues that were not resolved.
Now, Kelly, I've covered a couple of tax bills in my time, and I've covered dozens of spending bills. There's always some little gems buried deep inside a big bill like this that benefits or hurts some small little class of people, maybe with lobbyists or without. Give me an example. I know there's one.
Oh, well, there's tons. I think if you want to look at who gets hurt in the bill, there was a class of people that were excluded from being able to claim the entire pass-through deduction. And that included my profession, lawyers and accountants, designers, consultants. They were carved out. Real estate developers, though, they did okay. So, yeah.
Imagine that.
Exactly. But I think also what you're going to see is on the plus side, there's a carve out for family credit, which is intended to provide for families who take care of folks who don't qualify as qualifying children. So maybe like an adult, like your mom, maybe that's living with you or that you're taking care of. But you can definitely see where some people are already sounding alarms. Another example are folks who work from home. On the Schedule A, the home office deduction has been eliminated. The mileage deduction has been eliminated. So people who take that deduction because they're employees, but they drive a lot for their jobs, so truckers, salespeople, they may take a hit under the new bill.
Kelly Erb, tax lawyer, investing editor at Forbes. Kelly, I'm sorry they dinged you.
Oh, thanks. We're used to it at this point. Nobody loves a lawyer.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.